You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Hen Day built. From Kids Sport, she's the new operations manager. Sadie, how you doing?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
I am I'm excellent. So how long have you been the operations manager at Kids Sport?
Oh, my goodness. I think we're just shy of about 5 weeks now, so it's still a fairly new gig.
Now, I heard a story that you didn't even realize that as a kid, you were a benefactor of Kids Sport.
No, I had no idea. I you always have a hunch as a kid, but you never quite know. And once I finished university, I started working in nonprofit sport because I could relate. But no, I had no idea.
So when did your mom tell you?
Well, so I told her that I was applying for work, and I had been with Replay for Kids for a while prior to that, and I really loved the nonprofit sector, and she was really like, I think that we reached out to them, when we were going through some times, and I think we confirmed with my dad that was the situation, and so I told Dana, and we were like, oh, and so I think what's interesting is that I truly didn't know, and I think the more time you spend like in the field, and truly it hasn't been very long for myself, but the more that you understand that kids just want to play sports. They have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. They just want to be out there with their friends and their teammates.
So you look back on it, what did sports do for you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I didn't quite realize the impact that sports had on me until I stopped playing sports. It was the moment in university that I could walk into a room full of strangers, who were also all sports people, but we didn't know each other. And there was something underneath that we were all able to connect to, which is just the ability to walk into a room of strangers and get to know other people and have to kind of navigate your way through the world and figure out how to connect with others. So I would say the number one thing that sport brought me was, that connection piece and the people piece. And probably also some of the best memories of my life. So.
And you wouldn't have had that without Kids Sport.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that, there's the saying that it takes a village. And like I said, looking back, often these things come to you, once you start to navigate your way through the adult world. And they hit you really quickly and you realize what your parents have done and how great they are and how hard they truly work to keep you involved for reasons that were bigger than going on the ice, right? It was opportunities to grow my career, opportunities to meet new people, to new experiences, when I look back on sport, all I really see is everything that it brought me, with just a ton of positive character building and awesome friends and great memories. So yeah, without Kids Sport, I think that I think it would have been a lot more difficult to try to navigate myself through the world and where I am right now.
So now that you're a recipient of Kids Sport and the generosity of others to get you into sports, and it helped you a lot, obviously, as an athlete and in other aspects. And so now you're on the other side, you're helping the kids. Can you give our listeners kind of what do you see when you see kids that get an opportunity to play that otherwise wouldn't because of Kids Sport?
Yeah, totally. I do some coaching now as well. And one thing that, I didn't have a true understanding of is that when you walk into a room of kids, you have no idea who is being funded by Kids Sport and who is not being funded. And, you don't know when you walk into a team what families are truly going through. And so I think, when you're with kids, it's just about having fun and it's empowerment and it's memories and helping them to build their leadership skills. Because, regardless of where you come from, life is always going to be challenging, but that access to sport is what has equipped me and hopefully, you know, some of the kids that I work with as well, to overcome adversity as it strikes you.
Sadie Reed joins us. It is Kids Sport Week, and today on our show, if you want to help out and sponsor a kid, Sadie Reed, who now works at Kids Sport, was a recipient of your generosity a few years ago when she was younger. You can text in at 101260, and I'll hook you up with Dana. Just send me your name. It's a $25 donation. And if you just put your name and say you're one in to support, we're looking to support 60 kids today. So that's, you know, $25 a month, or you can do a one-time donation of $300. It's your choice, whichever one you prefer. And you can let us know. You can text us at 101260 or email us, jgreger@tsn1260.ca, and I will get you in touch with Dana and Sadie and everybody at Kids Sport. It's a fantastic charity. They have really low administration fees, which I think is hugely important. And it just gets kids into sports. And when you think about some of the greatest memories of your life as a kid, you're playing with your buddies in the neighborhood, but then also, you know, playing sports. And not so much, like, winning's always nice, but I think it's just more so being part of a group.
Yeah, totally. And it's like that feeling of freedom, you know, like when you're really invested, you're in the middle of a game and you're, you know, it's a tied game or the stakes are high and you just feel free in that moment. You know, oftentimes we don't get to experience that, you know, more than once in our lifetime. And as we get older, we realize, you know, the pressures of the world they're, you know, much more than we feel. When we're young, and we were all five once, so, you know, I think bringing ourselves back to the space where there's no politics, you know, there's no fear, we don't know anything about money, we were all limitless at one point in our life, and allowing that space and helping kids to find that freedom is, it's so important to us, and, you know, it's what our donors are able to bring to kids in Edmonton, so it's super important.
And see, when you have these kids, how do you find the kids that need help from Kids Sport?
Yeah, so usually it's a lot of community outreach. We do our best to reach out to you know, to schools, and we have third party fundraisers, and so a lot of it is word of mouth and social media, and kids will often, you know, families will come to us. Families will come to us. Associations will come to us if they have been working with families for a while. I think the most important thing, you know, to note is that it is completely anonymous. And it's why we're here. You know, we're here to support families. We're here to support their kids. And nobody's going to know about application for funding, you know, until their children grow up and talk about it on the radio. So, you know, at this point, families can go to our website. They can click the apply here button and take a look at eligibility qualifications and can always reach out to us if they have any questions.
Well, Sadie, look forward to it. We've already had a few people text in who want to help us out. So Jeff and Fabian, Kelly already, as well as a few others. We'll get all their names and we'll keep it going. We want to get to 60 kids today. So hopefully we're off to a good start. And if you had one message to the people that are out there, what's the difference their $25 donation is going to make today for a kid?
It's, you know, I think it's the difference. It can be the difference of a lifetime friendship, you know, a career changing opportunity, getting into school. I mean, sometimes that $25 is enough to open the gates for someone. And, you know, if we can open that door and they can step foot on the pitch or the ice of the field and then create their own experiences around it, you know, that $25 can be life changing for a kid.
Awesome stuff, Sadie. We appreciate it, and glad to know that Kids Sport made a huge impact in your life and a huge difference.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.